Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Story Time, a presentation of La Cosa Nostra Radio to promote the storytelling talent of our family. These stories are unique and original pieces created by our members. Reproduction of these stories is prohibited. Some stories may contain adult content and may not be suited for younger audiences. To preserve artistic integrity, these stories have not been edited or censored. So please sit back and enjoy story time. Rain by Rick H. The rain was sudden, harsh, all-consuming. It drove itself against the dark pane in a cacophony, as if 100,000 maniac drummers had let loose at different intervals and sought out each patch of dryness, like secret police, dissenters. This was a rain you couldn't walk in, but flounder through, like an exhausted swimmer striking for shore. It was a dominatrix wielding salt-edged whips, a cruel mistress who fought her way under your clothes and bit every part of you. It was a flood in embryo, a deluge of almost biblical drama. It ruled. The air and the land were its kingdom now. And all that flew and all that walked or crawled would bow down to it. And those that didn't or failed to flee fell and were carried over the breached gutters and inundated drains like sacrifices, and became grim little dams against the walls and closed gates of each garden, and the houses that shrank behind them gave over their sandbags and surrendered their doors, their ground floors, their stairwells, attics, chimneys, until all that rose above the flash flood were the skeletal metal fingers of aerials, and they sparked where they were stuck by lightning that now played without constraint across the gleeful sheets of maniac rain. A few people, sodden, exhausted, pulled themselves onto a rail bridge, some up high, rise steps, some up the ramps of multi-story car parks. These were the coastlines now, eroding like clay cliffs under a winter storm. A distant spire stood above the churning water, like a narwhal's horn. This was all that remained of God, here that slumped appeal to a higher power. Lightning mocked that appeal or granted it backhanded, playing around it in right-angled, deadly blue ribbons. For a brief while, a bell had rang out as the waters there had gained ingress. But that had become dulled with the water gag. It still moved with the currents, but like the dam bodies gathered across the drowned town, its voice had been taken with its life. Helicopters moved back and forth over the waters, hovering low, brave men on cables as thin and brittle as a lifeline down to desperate souls, lifting them up and carrying them away like clumsy angels, carving great swaths through the dominion of the rain and the air. The lightning found a few of these too and brought them down almost with relish, devilish fingers playing over them in terminal curves. Trawlers were dragged backwards from their moorings in the docks and were driven protesting through brick and concrete. No ark would fare well here. No great creaking vessel filled with fanciful stories would crest these waves. Rather, it would become a wooden splinter within them, piercing the bloated flanks of the banks of animals, birds, and men that piled high like fluid sandbars against the floundering buildings. And the rain became even more despotic and drove its flooded hounds on in pursuit of the bedraggled, bewildered flesh that shriveled and cowered beneath. And they succumbed to the water's swift, dispassionate invasion, and were cast one by one to a raging, conflicted world ocean full of crushing weight. And each fought and failed and tasted the bitter toxins of their death as it rushed in to burst their lungs. The water, a parasite, indifferent and living, colonized their sinking, swirling bodies. And I was one, terror gone with the hearing, the coldness, and I was one, with a seaweed shred of consciousness trailing above me as I sank deeper, deeper, deeper. And I was warm. And there was the sound of the flood in my ears once more. And light that drove fear back into the small trapped bird at the center of me. And I was cold, terrified. And alien shapes moved in a bleeding world of alien colors. And I could not speak and cry out in terror. And the flood was on me still, like blood. And I was half blind and was being lifted, and warmth was about me once more, and strength, and suddenly comfort, and more and more, overwhelming. And there was a sound like rain, strong rain against glass.